Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Hockey Writers Roundtable season previews. We are up to the Dallas Stars. We're getting almost to the end of these. I've got a few more teams to go, but I'm joined in by Haynes Evans. Everyone knows covers the Arizona Coyotes, but at the Hockey Writers, we have no one covering the Dallas Stars. But we do have to get a season preview out for this team because they're really, they're a really good team. They got some really exciting players. They made it to the Western Conference Final last season. So, Haynes, how's it going? And well, thanks for coming on and covering the Stars. Put on your Stars hat for a sec here.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm happy to, you know, chip in however needed and all that. If it means, you know, send the fourth line guy like me back on the ice for that little, you know, that garbage time minutes out there in the last few seconds. I mean, I'll take what I can get. I'm happy to help. You know, the Stars are definitely an exciting team this year. I mean, it's a team that a lot of people are going to be keeping their eyes on in Dallas, and they have a lot of exciting players coming through there, and they have a really good chance to make a deep run again this season.
Yeah, they've got a deep lineup. They added a couple guys. So let's start with the forwards. And the one guy they added, which is Matt Duchene, who was bought out by the Nashville Predators, ended up in Dallas, $3 million deal. He's also getting paid, obviously, by the Nashville Predators,
yes.
Included into that. But what do you think Duchene's going to bring to this already very deep team?
You know, Duchene brings a lot. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, by all means had an off year last year in Nashville. You know, it honestly ended the way it did where Nashville bought him out. Nashville's going in a younger direction. And, you know, Duchene, despite not a great season last year, brings a lot to the table. I mean, this is still a very skilled player who can contribute to both ways. I mean, he's a very exceptional two-way player that can not only, you know, get a quick shot off, can score a goal like that. He can read play so well. He sets up the puck insanely well. I've unfortunately, as a writer, been on the receiving end of watching him score said very nice goals against my team. So, I mean, the Stars are getting a great guy. I mean, if he can replicate even a smidge of that success from two seasons ago, I mean, you're getting a steal of a player here that is getting two contracts now, like you said, and you give him on a friendly deal. I mean, $3 million on a one-year deal, you're getting a friendly deal here on a guy who still has a lot to bring at his age. He's only 31 or 32. He brings a lot still at his age.
Yeah. He is, like you said, he's a very skilled player. He can still play in the top six. He's listed as the third line center on Cap Friendly. I don't know if that's where he's going to end up being there because Wyatt Johnston, Rupe Hintz. I mean, Hintz is obviously the top line center. Yeah. And Johnston. And you got so many other guys that can play center. You got Joe Pavelski. He can play center. Tyler Seguin, that third line right now, looking at Duchene, Seguin, and Marchment, I don't know, like I say, this is Cap Friendly's depth chart. Yeah. I don't know this is how the lines are going to end up being, but they got a lot of skill that third line could end up being, if that's where they slot in. What do you see in the forward group as a whole, any storylines everyone should be watching throughout training camp in the preseason here?
I mean, you kind of allude to, I mean, we're trying to figure out here who meshes with who on the lines. I mean, like you said, you have a lot of options at center this year. I mean, they added another center this year in Craig Smith. I mean, they added a lot of center talent this year to bolster that depth in that center position. But they also have a lot of guys who they can rotate in and out of. I mean, the guys like your Joe Pavelski, your Tyler Seguin's, Jamie Benn could theoretically rotate throughout there. You got a lot of guys this team can rotate through. So it's going to be really interesting to see who they pair together with. I mean, you could see Tyler Seguin, a guy who, you know, most teams, the first line player, you could see him spend time on the third line just because of how deep of a depth this team has through three lines.
Yeah. And even their fourth line, you're looking at like Radek Faksa, who's a pretty talented player too. And he's on the fourth line, and Craig Smith, he's shown to be a very versatile player, like you already mentioned there. And they got some prospects that they could cycle in, like Logan Stankoven could potentially make this team. They're a very deep team. I don't know if he's going to have a chance at it. Even if he's playing on the fourth line, that's insane to have a guy like that playing on your fourth line. Dadonov was re-signed, you know, weren't sure that he was going to return, but played very well in the playoffs. And he ends up being back too. So, and Wyatt Johnston, up and comer player as well. And he's only 20. So lots of potential, lots of depth, and lots of talent on this forward.
Sam Steele as well.
Yeah, Sam Steele's another addition that came in. He's not even on this depth chart, according to Cap Friendly. He's a scratch.
So many guys, the Stars. I mean, we're saying. I mean, there's so many. They have so many players that the Stars can rotate to this year. I mean, what you're going to see opening night on those first four lines is not what you're going to see as the standards. I mean, you're going to see guys rotating in and out for this lineup all season long.
Yeah, and Ty Dellandre is also a scratch. And yeah, he was really good for the last season too. Yeah, lots of stuff to kind of watch throughout the season for sure. Right, going to the defense, they didn't really add anyone. There's kind of more depth pieces down the lineup, but you know they're returning a pretty good defense. Miro Heiskanen headlines the defense as always. Ryan Suter, the ageless Ryan Suter. He's 38, but he's still playing top 4 minutes. What do you think about this defense core going into the season?
I mean, Miro Heiskanen. I mean that's enough right there of a story for you right there. I mean he's the next. You know, he's out there with Cale Makar. I mean, he's your next age of young defensemen coming that are in the league right now that are changing the way the position's played. I mean, he leads a really good Stars defensive core with, yes, like a guy you said, like Ryan Suter at 38 years old. The stuff he's doing at his age. I mean, this is a guy 2 seasons ago that was bought out Minnesota after people were begging for that for years. And he seamlessly has turned his game around here in a new fresh start. I mean, you're looking at a really – I mean, you got guys like Thomas Harley. You got Elsa Lindell. I mean, there's a lot of pieces like the offense the Stars can plug into their defense here. I mean, they have just as good of a defensive core as their forward depth there. And they have guys that return. I mean, guys like Gavin Bayreuther comes back to Dallas. You get guys like Garrett Pouliot coming back to Dallas. I mean, they added so much into that defensive side that they have that ability to rotate through. I mean, you have your top four set, but then you have these options to work with your fifth and sixth defense, and you have these seventh guys. So, I mean, you have a lot of pieces here that Dallas has to work around with. I mean, it almost seems like you're going to see a different roster every night from this team.
It's very true. And they got Jordy Benn on a PTO. I don't know if he's going to make the lineup. He's up in there in age two, 36. But, you know, last time he was in, I believe he was in the NHL. He played for, I'm trying to
think. He played Montreal.
And so he was playing for the Maple Leafs too, not that long ago, and for the Canucks before that. So, I mean, he's been around and he's looked pretty good. I don't know, like I say, I don't know if he's going to be signed and return to the Stars because he was a Dallas Star in his prime too. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys, lots of prospects too. Christian Kyrou, Liam Bixell. Mm-hmm. Bixell's a very intriguing guy coming up. 6'6". I mean, that guy, he's going to be a monster in the NHL.
When he
gets there. Unfortunately, he's day to day with a knee injury, but according to Cap Friendly, I'm sure this is all up to date. So it's going to be fun to kind of see how all this kind of plays out throughout the season on defense and forwards, right? Now, goaltending, they return a really good starter in Jake Oettinger. Probably will play most of the season. Scott Wedgwood is the backup, but I don't know how many games he'll see. What do you think about this tandem? Is it, I mean, very, I don't know if it's underrated because Oettinger's a very good goaltender. What do you think about the tandem going in?
You know, I'll go underrated. I mean, as someone who covered Scott Wedgwood in his two stints in Arizona, Scott Wedgwood has been a very reliable backup in his career. I mean, this is a guy who, and I will tote the Coyotes here for a second. I mean, he came to Arizona twice and ended, I think, over 8-game losing streaks when he came to Arizona's first game. This guy is a reliable. I mean, you look at stats last year. He was 9-8-3. He had a .272 goals against average, a .915 save percentage. That's very solid numbers for a backup goaltender. He came in for relief for three playoff games. Honestly, didn't start any of them. That was odd. You're carrying that workload. He's a good backup, and Jake Oettinger is a very good star who has only gotten better every year since. I mean, 3 seasons ago, this guy was the backup to Anton Hudobin. Mm-hmm. Hudobin goes down with an injury. Jake Oettinger takes the crease, and Jake Oettinger has not looked back from that. 5 shutouts last year, 37-11-11 record last year. The Stars have an incredibly amazing 1-2 punch. I mean, you have a guy in Oettinger who's going to play 60-plus games this year. But then you got a backup, a very good, reliable veteran backup in Wedgwood who's going to, you know, play 20 games that can just as easily steal a win on any night as much as Jake Oettinger can.
And they got a pretty good third string, Matt Murray, who played a bit last season as well. Not the Matt Murray from Toronto.
Not that one. Not the
Not
Stanley
that
Cup
one.
champion,
They did
Matt
not
Murray.
sign him. They did not acquire him. No, he's 25 years old, and he did play a handful of games last season for them. So, okay, third string as well. So, yeah, this goaltending, like the rest of the lineup, very good, very deep. So, I mean, definitely have a good chance. And that's a good segue into the next question, is where do they stack up in this Central Division? Are they the top of it, or are they kind of just behind the Colorado Avalanche, who are an interesting team as well, because they've got some additions that may or may not work out, but they still got Nathan MacKinnon, who's probably one of the top five centermen in the league. So where do they stack up in this division here?
I in terms of goaltending depth, first off, I think they easily, I mean, this is a top three goaltending tandem they have. In terms of a team, I mean, this is easily a team that once again is going to be one of the top teams in not only in the league but in the Central again. I mean, yes, Colorado's got some questions, like you said, to figure out this year, but Dallas is added so much to what they already have that Dallas almost kind of pushes the needle this year. I mean, they finished a point behind Colorado last year for the Central Division. There's no reason not to say that they can't take that top of the division this year by a good margin. I mean, they have a very good team that delivers on three lines of defense, four lines of forwards, and two goaltenders. All those guys have the ability to steal things. So where they stack in the Central, I mean, this is easily a top three team, if not a top two, top one team in the Central easily.
Yeah, we've already mentioned how strong they are, and they made it to the Western Conference Final. They got a little bit, I don't know, the Kraken did give them some, a bit of problems. But overall, the Stars were just the stronger team. And thinking about, I don't know, I want to mention him again, going back to the forwards, but Joe Pavelski, again, ageless, 39 years old, and he put up, his playoffs were just insane.
Think he had a
Just
four goal
because,
playoff game
yeah, a
in one of the
four goal game.
playoffs?
He's just, like I say, he's ageless. I don't know,
Oh,
39
yeah.
years old. He seems like he's playing like he's 25. But yeah, and Pavelski and Suter, I mean, these guys are old, but they're definitely not playing like they're old. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to our quick fire round here and talk about a few quick questions here. Let's talk first, breakout stars. Who do you got for the Stars? Breakout stars.
Breakout stars this year. I see three different guys who could be breakout this year. Wyatt Johnston, I think, is going to have another big breakout season. He's going to have a bigger breakout than this past year. Thomas Harley, I think, is going to really establish himself in the defense. He looked great in the playoffs. I think he finally established himself in the regular season. And Mason Marshman, I think he's due for a breakout after a not so great season last year. I think he really steps it up and tops his point total from last season.
Yeah, it was signed to a $4.5 million deal in free agency last offseason. And yeah, it didn't do what he did in Florida, that's for
Yes.
sure. But yeah, I can definitely see that. He's 28. I mean, he's not young per se, but he's right in that prime years, I think.
Yes.
Okay, who needs to bounce back from last season? Now, there weren't many guys that didn't play well for the Stars, but who do you got?
Matt Duchene, new incomer. I mean, he last year, like we talked about, he's a great player. He's going to bring a lot to the Stars team. He had 56 points last year. That was a 30-point reduction from the season before with Nashville. And yes, he played about six or seven less games, but a 30-point reduction is a vast drop from the year before. The Stars, I'm not saying the Stars need him to hit 80 points, but the Stars need him to at least show that he can get into that high 60, 70-point plateau again. You can't have a guy who takes a bigger decline than last season. You can't have him go below 50. If he can get into that 60, 70, that's ideal where you want him in.
Yeah, Duchene is, yeah, he hasn't. I mean, last season was a down year for sure. And everyone kind of thought that contract was always too high. And now he's under a manageable one. He won't be under as much pressure on him, I think, to perform. So I think he could definitely bounce back. That's for sure. Okay. And someone that could be an X factor. Now, like I said, it doesn't have to be someone, it could be something as well.
X factor, I mean, you said it yourself. It's the ageless veteran kind of aura to this team. I mean, guys like Sutter, guys like Pavelski, guys like Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin are giving their age. If this team can keep up this this, you know, this youthfulness and their aging veterans. That's the X factors. I mean, having these ageless veterans that almost seemingly are putting up points that you would think these 20-year-old, 25-year-old, you know, right in their mid-20s kids are putting up. These guys are doing it at these mid to late 30s. That's the X factor of the Stars this year, is can they do that again for another season?
And they do have some young guys too, which is great because they actually are a really good mix of young and veteran, but definitely that those ageless factor. And we haven't mentioned Jason Robertson yet on this. He had a
Oh, he's
breakout
coming
thing.
up.
It will come, we'll get to him. All right, a rookie or a prospect that could surprise and make the team. Now, we've talked about a deep team, there's not a lot of spots, but who do you see as that could surprise and do that?
Logan Steenkoven. I mean, honestly, size, I know, is a little issues for some people. He is a little bit smaller forward. He's looked great. I mean, since they drafted him, I mean, he's looked great in his development. I mean, he's a guy that's impressing right now in camps, guy impressing in some prospect tournaments, rookie, you know, rookie tournaments on it. I think he's going to really push to make that roster this year. I know the Stars don't maybe have a lot of room available right now to kind of work guys in, but we've already talked about how this team's going to be bouncing guys in out of the lineup. It wouldn't surprise me to see him as one of those guys that makes it in and plays third, fourth line minutes.
And the thing is his style is pretty good for that too. Like he's very tenacious. He's a great forechecker. I think he could definitely fit in that third and fourth line and not look out of place. Like some guys need to play in the top six to be effective. I don't think he needs to play in the top six to play his game. So I can definitely see that push a guy out. I don't know. Like I say, there's not a lot of room, but you know, impressive preseason, and who knows, they may get him there. And he will play in the AHL this season too, because he's done his junior career. So it's either the NHL or you're going to be watching him rip it up for the Texas Stars. So, okay, a prospect to watch. So we mentioned Stankoven, but they have a few other guys. Who should everyone be watching this season?
Honestly, Stankoven, someone you need to be watching, whether he goes to the NHL or goes to the NHL, needs to be watched. Two other names, though, that I think Stars fans need to keep an eye on. Nils Lundqvist, acquired from Detroit. I think he's a guy who, on defense, I think he's a great player that, you know, may not get a look this year. He's going to get some extended looks down the AHL. I think he's a guy you need to keep your eyes on. From what I've seen from his stat line, his production, his growth in his game, he's a really solid defenseman. You know, he might need a year or two more of you know, growth, development, conditioning. I think he's a real deal. I think the Stars have got a steal there. And then the other guy would be Christian Kyrou. I mean, if he's anything like his brother Jordan in terms of his career, I mean, you're getting an exceptionally great player who's going to be insanely talented on both ends.
Christian Kyrou, I've liked for a while. When he was in that draft, a undersized but
Oh, yeah.
very good offensively. And again, when you're, he's not, he still has to develop defensively, obviously. But yeah, that's someone to watch. And Lundqvist came from the Rangers, not the Red Wings.
Rangers. See, not the Red Wings. Not the Red Wings. You're right,
I was like
Rangers.
Lundqvist. I'm like, wait, that's the Rangers. But yeah, rest of the stuff. I mean, 23 years old. He's just approaching that prime years and kind of fell out of favor with the Rangers, but definitely has a lot of potential for something. And he had 6 goals last season for the Stars in 60 games. So yeah, he's definitely an underrated part of that defense. We've already mentioned so many other guys, but he could fly under the radar as someone to do something, right? All right, okay. Now this is where we'll talk about Jason Robertson. Who will lead the team in scoring this season?
In forwards, Jason Robertson. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I know fans have probably been waiting, if you're watching this later on, waiting for me to mention the name. I mean, he's an exceptionally amazing player. I mean, I can't say anything negative about the guy. I mean, he's an exceptionally two-way player, an insanely great shot. I mean, he's going to lead the team in goals again, which is weird because if you had, you know, asked someone this, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, they would have told you that Tyler Seguin leading the team in goals, Jamie Benn. It's Jason Robertson. He's going to lead it in forwards and defense. I'm going to go Miro Heiskanen. I mean, that's all. It seems like a no-brainer there. I mean, you're talking about star forward, star defenseman. I mean, granted, this might not be the team I cover, but I mean, you ask, you know, 9 out of 10 people, everybody's going to say it's those two in terms of who's going to be 1A, 1B, whatever, or that may be in points.
And like Robertson, two back-to-back 40 goal seasons, 41 goals in 21-22, and then last season 46 and 109 points, like insane. And he was not even expected, like he signed late. He wasn't in training camp, I don't think, last season,
Nope.
because he was still holding out for a contract, but ended up playing all 82 games and then had that career high season. So obviously not having a training camp didn't affect him.
No, not he's superhuman is what we're getting at here. He's superhuman.
Yeah, though, yeah, definitely exciting player, and we'll see what he does for an encore from that 109 point season. Okay, trades. Now, this team has, like I say, how deep they are. They could potentially do some trades. They didn't do a lot at the deadline last season. They did add a couple guys in Max Domi and then Dadonov, but they weren't expected to really move the needle, although they did. They were two really good in the playoffs. So do you see any trades happening? Either acquisition, do you okay, here's the question. Do they trade someone or are they going to get someone?
Ooh, that's a tough one there. I feel like in their situation, you're gonna have to trade to get here. I mean, I feel like there's the Stars have so little room to add to what they have already now without having to give some up. So I think if you're making a deep playoff run, honestly, you're set prime for a run come trade deadline, and there's someone there you want, they're gonna go for someone. I mean, they'll find a way to clear the cap space to do it. Vegas does it somehow every year. If I had to pick a guy going, and I feel so bad because I think we've been calling the ageless wonder all night. I think if we had to pick a guy that get moved would be Ryan Suter. And not because I don't think he's, good enough to stay on the Stars. It's more so he looked great in the regular season last year, but when the Stars were losing the playoffs last year, he was the guy on the end of the receiving end of it that was a lot of the reason for the careless turnovers or the bad positioning or the poor mistakes. So that could be something that could weigh on the Stars come trade deadline. If they could find a way to shed his contract and they could acquire someone better, he could be the odd man out going out of Dallas.
Yeah, that's a name. I mean, he's got a couple seasons left on his contract. He has a no full no move clause, which could throw a wrench into moving him. But yeah, it's probably tough to move him. Like I said, that new no movement clause is going to be tough if that ends up being something they want to do. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they end up doing, because I didn't anticipate them trading any or getting anyone last trade deadline, and they ended up adding some pretty good pieces. Max Domi obviously didn't return. He's been with Toronto, but Dadonov did, and
Dadonov is a big part of their
you don't
playoff
know,
success.
right? Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. And we talked about prospects. They got a deep pool. They could draw from that to trade and get something too. So we'll see. We'll see. That's going to be interesting to watch. Hey, final question. Bold prediction for this season.
Bold prediction. I don't know if it's so much bold because I feel like a lot of people probably think this. Colorado fans may not, and they may argue with me on this one. The Stars are going to win the Central this year, and I think they're going to win the Central pretty comfortably. I think they're going to win by a pretty good point margin. They're going to win the Central this year, and I'm not saying going to Stanley Cup because I don't want fans to come back and tap me if they don't make it, but I think they make another deep playoff run again. I think conference finals is definitely not impossible. I mean, it's definitely likely that this team makes another deep playoff run. And if they can get lucky and with, maybe Vegas says get out in the first or second round, they have a chance to go back to the Stanley Cup for the first time since the bubble year. Well, yeah, the bubble year and the playoffs against Tampa, or the last Stanley Cup appearance from them was back against New Jersey in 2000. So I think it's realistic that they make another deep run this year. I will go out on a limb and say I don't think it's unrealistic that they can make the Stanley Cup this year.
They almost did last season, and they did add a piece that could push them over the edge, Matt Duchene, if he has a really good season. Yeah, this, like we said throughout this preview, very deep team, and they don't really have a lot of weaknesses. I don't know if I can pick one that could derail them. The only thing that I could see is if their veterans start looking their age, and that could potentially happen, but I don't know. I don't see it happening. It's just they're ageless. It doesn't seem like they show age, but yeah, but it could happen, and that's the only way I think that this team doesn't make it really far in the playoffs, like you said. So very exciting. If you're a Dallas Stars fan, I'm sure you're very excited for this season. And thanks, Haynes, for coming on and previewing the Dallas Stars upcoming season, because, like I said, it's going to be exciting. Make sure you're following us at the Hockey Writers. We don't have anyone covering the Stars. We're going to try to get some writers writing some stuff for them throughout the season.
I may write some stuff for them.
Yeah, there you go. anyone at the Hockey Writers, we had Devin Little, who covers the Detroit Red Wings. He wrote up a really good prospects piece. I believe it was a top 10 prospects. And he also wrote one about prospects that could potentially make it this season. So there's a couple articles you guys can read about there. Make sure you're checking that out. And following us along on Substack. I don't think the Dallas Stars have a Substack yet, but if we get some more content, they'll get one as soon as possible. So make sure you're following us all season long. And until next time, we'll see you on another episode of the Hockey Writers Roundtable.